thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
When I was in college, I once borrowed the ID of a girl down the hall in our dorm because she was legal and I, obviously, wasn't. She was also about 6 inches taller than me, which her driver's license clearly stated. Still, it seemed like a good idea to use her ID to get into the club and to show it to the police officer who gave my friends and me a ticket for drinking beer in the parking lot. That's 18-year-old judgment for you. I spent many a late night or early morning driving to and from Waco and Arlington, where my boyfriend lived, instead of studying. A friend of mine got pregnant, another dabbled in LSD, all 19 and 20-year-old judgment at its finest. My friends and I did many other things in college that I won't talk about because my parents might be listening. That's 39-year-old judgment. While I look back upon my college days with fondness, I don't see them as my most emotionally enlightened years. Perhaps Governor Rick Perry has forgotten what it's like to be of college age. After the shootings at Virginia Tech, Perry wondered at a press conference whether guns should be allowed on college campuses. In Texas and in 38 other states, it's illegal to carry a gun on a school campus even if you have a concealed weapons permit, just like it is at many businesses. 16 states, including Texas, specifically mention college campuses. Utah is the only state that allows guns on college campuses. South Carolina and Maine are considering it. Perry thinks we should, too. I think it's time for us to have that debate in Texas, he says. It makes sense for Texans to be able to protect themselves from deranged individuals. Define deranged. Would that be the 18 to 24-year-olds who are the most likely to binge drink and have mental health problems? The more than 1,000 college kids who commit suicide every year? Or the 24,000 who try? I'm curious why Perry and others think it's a good idea to arm this bright, hopeful, yet oftentimes volatile segment of the population. Young adults who, age appropriately, still often believe they are invincible and should be instantly gratified. Car accidents are the leading cause of death for people between the ages of 15 and 24, accounting for 31% of deaths in that age group. Homicide is the second, 82% involving a gun. Suicide the third, guns being the method of choice for most boys. But if only one person in one Virginia Tech class had been armed, Perry and others reason, 32 might have been saved. Okay, but one has to ask, considering the statistics of that age group, how many more would have died along the way had they been armed? Certainly more than 32. That many people are murdered each day with guns in the U.S. without their being allowed on campuses. Just as those on the gun safety side of the issue are hunkering down, awaiting the next Sung Hui Cho, so are gun supporters. Although only in America would one have to break it down like this, it is statistically more likely college students are going to kill more of themselves, one by one, than they are going to take down the next Cho. The number of people killed in mass shootings is frightening, flashy, and minimal. The discussion doesn't stop at college campuses. Gun advocates also think teachers at elementary and secondary schools have the right to be armed. State Representative Joe Driver of Garland had this to say after the Virginia Tech shootings. Anybody who has a concealed handgun license should be allowed to carry their guns to as many places as possible. Yet even State Senator John Corona of Dallas wonders what kind of judgment this is. After Perry's press conference, Corona, an NRA member and longtime supporter of gun rights, said bringing up such legislation would be, quote, opportunistic and ill-advised. So is that ID thing I pulled as a freshman. Perhaps it's time those with college well behind them use their good judgment so our youth will live long enough to use theirs.